He would take such riffraff back again, folks asked her, to which he answered, only let him come. I will wash his feet and drink the water. She still had a trunk left, and she collected linens and woolens like a bride. This will be my dowry for when he returns, she boasted. I will marry him again. Nowadays you call it infatuation. We called it plumb crazy. Whenever people came from the big cities, she ran to them. Have you run into my altar? But no one had seen him. It was rumored that he had become an apostate. Some said he had married a she-demon. Such things happen. The years went by and people began to think that altar would never be heard of again. One Sabbath afternoon, when Shifra Leah was dozing on her bench bed, she had never learned to read a holy book, as the women do, the door opened and in stepped a soldier. He took out a sheet of paper. Are you Shifra Leah, the wife of this scoundrel altar? She turned white as chalk. She could not understand Russian, and an interpreter was brought in. Well, Alter was in prison, a serious crime, because he was sentenced to life. He was being kept in the Lublin jail, and he had managed to bribe the soldier, who was going home on leave, to bring a letter to Shifra Leah. Who knows where Alter got the money to bribe in prison? He must have hidden it somewhere in his cot when he was first brought in. Those who read the letter said that it would have melted a stone. He wrote to his former wife, Shifra Leah, I have sinned against you. Save me, I'm going under. That is better than such a life. The other one, the slut, the barber's sister-in-law, had stripped him of everything and left him only his shirt. She probably informed on him too. The town buzzed with excitement, but what could anyone do to help him? You may be sure he was not put away for reading the holy book. But Shifra Leah ran to all the important people in town. It is not his fault, she cried. It comes from his sickness. She was not yet sobered up, the old cow. People asked her, what do you need the ledger for? She would not allow a speck to fall on his name. She sold everything, even the Passover dishes. She borrowed money, she got what she could from high and low. Then she took herself off to Lublin, and there she must have turned heaven and earth, for she finally got him freed from jail. Back she came to Tobin with him and young and old Renard to meet him. When he stepped out from the covered wagon, you couldn't recognize him. Without a beard, only a thick mustache, and he had on a short kaftan and high boots. It was a goy, not Alter. On looking closer, you saw that it was Alter after all. The same walk, the same swagger. He called each man by his name and asked about all kinds of detail. He wisecracked and said things to make the women blush. They asked him, where's your beard? He answers, I pawned with the moneylender. They asked him, how does a Jew take up such ways? He replies, are you any better? Everybody's a thief. On the spot, he gave a recital of everybody's secret sins. It was plain to see that he was in the hands of the evil one. Shifra Leah tried to make excuses for him and to restrain him. She fluttered over him like a murder hen. She forgot that they were divorced and wanted to take him home, but the rabbi sent word that they must not live under the same roof. It was even wrong for her, he said, to have traveled with him in the same wagon. Alter might scoff at Jewishness, but the law still remained. The women took a hand. The pair were separated for 12 days, while she took the prescribed ablutions, and then they were led under the wedding canopy. A bride must go to the ritual bath, even if she is taking back her own husband. Well, a week after the wedding, he started thieving. On market days, he was among the carts, picking pockets. He went off to the villages to steal horses. He was no longer plump, but lean as a hound. He clambered over roofs, forced locks, broke open stable doors. He was strong as iron and nimble as a devil. The peasants got together and posted a watch with dogs and lanterns. Shifra Leah was shamed to show her face and kept her window shuttered. You can imagine what must have gone on between man and wife. Soon Alter became the leader of a band of roughnecks. He guzzled at a tavern with them and they sang a Polish song in his honor. I remember the words to this day. Our altar is a decent sort, he hands out beer by the quart. There is a saying, a thief will end up on the gallows. One day as Alter was drinking with his toffs, a squadron of Cossacks came riding up to the tavern with drawn swords. Orders had come from the governor to throw him into irons and bring him to the jail. Alter saw at once that this was the end, and he grabbed a knife. His drinking pals ran off. They left him to fight it out alone. The tavern keeper said afterwards that he fought with the strength of a demon, chopping away the Cossacks as though they were a field of cabbage. He turned over tables and threw barrels at them. He was no longer a young man, but for a while it almost looked as though he might get the better of them all. Still, as the saying goes, one is none. The Cossacks slashed and hacked at him till there was no more blood left in his veins. Someone brought the bad news to Shifrelie, and she came running like crazy to his side. There he lay, and she wanted to call him back again, but he said one word to her, enough. Shifrelie fell silent. The Jews ransomed his body from the officials. I didn't see him dead, but those who did swore that he looked like an old corpse that had been dug up from the grave. Pieces were dropping from his body. The face could not be recognized. It was a shapeless pulp. It was said that when he was being cleansed for burial, an arm came off and then a foot. I wasn't there, but why should people lie? Men who are called back rot while they are alive. He was buried in a sack outside the graveyard fence at midnight. After his death, an epidemic struck our town and many innocent children died. Shifrelie, that deluded woman, put up a stone for him and went to visit his grave. What I mean to say is, it is not proper to recall the dying. If she had let him go at his appointed hour, he would have left behind a good name. And who knows how many men who were called back are out in the world today. All our misfortunes come from them.
Broadcasting from Whitfield College, this is KFAC, Los Angeles.
Not moose. What was I you here to speak here, pop? Saw you later up here. But now the sex again, they all did up. And no rakes are even so. Sex in the video. All the traffic is you, they're up here in the London. Yeah, to save me, bit Latin. Now you'll care to I look. Yes, and it's a flock in the right here. Yes, here they can I do. You're the least in the end with the whole pity. Yes, she's loyal to her for the fool him up. Now the big stag look on me on. And you know the flock in the game be fair. Oh, are you off the lot? Oh, yeah, I see a bull. I could see you here, dear, fan already. This son and his young, that is good, as well as absorbable is. You're feeling none of the seats up. I'd see the outer old New York and the rain is outside. It's in the old new look it. Yeah, I could eat a head, tell it to the... Oh, I'm not so guilty. New York and the say it's even, it's yeah, they know colors. And if you're all too all on the normal upset up with me, are you all for the need of look at my sandwich? Say, rubbing you up. You know what the hell is doing here? The feet are so heavy to crack. And you say, ever so really crack. Sweet lads, but see you really.
You'll be able to play the piano well.
Yes, sir. No, look here. If you can see any real father, may I sit on an episode? Den fell off seeing him a snooter in on the Isle of Man. Got nuts. Work up. Send us a part of the clock in the middle of the law. I'm walking it enough. At the slow walk, I can lift it up. Oh, the horse castle yesterday. I like the way you saw it in my eye. Now, yeah, I'm all the sort of one if you don't get it. You saw it one day and back again. I'd say no, it's hard as well. No, I'm going to get sick as far. No, yeah, I only could get sorry if you soon may be a lot. I knew the pattern here, the middle of the other. No, number one, that's it. So it's what I'm there, right? What? Mother? I can see a kiss on the clock, but see everything.
Assiette de salade, assiette de charcuterie, confiserie, pâtisserie, yaourt, entremise, ainsi que boissons chaudes, café, thé, chocolat, boissons fraîches. Dans l'attente de votre visite, je vous souhaite à tous un très bon et agréable voyage. Paris, croque monsieur, pizza, assiette de salade, assiette de charcuterie, confiserie, pâtisserie, ainsi que boissons chaudes, café, thé, chocolat, boissons fraîches.
Hello, darling. I just tried to get you in the phone, but this will have to do. I'll try to call you tomorrow, though. Gee, darling, the biggest news of the day is those examinations today. It's clear sailing now. 2 weeks from Wednesday, you can put the bars on me, baby. I'm certainly looking forward to seeing you. I wish you were here in Washington this week. Yourself. I certainly am going to work hard in the next 2 weeks and hope I get a nice assignment in the next camp. It's almost time to say goodbye now, sweetheart. And take good care of yourself. I love you, sweet. Do you still have a Victrola? I hope so. I certainly want you to hear this. I'm almost running out of things to say, but I love you, sweetheart. Take care of yourself. I'm up in this Pepsi-Cola Center, and the adults are having a wonderful time. I'm playing the piano and writing letters home. I'm going to write one to you very soon. So, until I see you, God bless you, dear. Good luck.
Sparky's first concert, there was never any further question as to his ability. He began to travel, and everyone was amazed that he seemed to be able to play anything without music. In Symphony Hall in Boston, he played Liszt's Hungarian Rhapsody No. 2. At the Civic Opera House in Chicago, he played Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata. At the Mall in Washington, D.C., he played the Chopin Waltz in C-sharp minor. So it went until finally he reached the end of his tour and the most important concert of all. He was to play with the New York Symphony Orchestra at Carnegie Hall. By this time, Sparky was no longer frightened in front of people, and he very bravely announced to the large New York audience what he was going to play.
Ladies and gentlemen, I shall play the Prelude in C-sharp minor by Rachmaninoff for piano and orchestra.
This is KFJC. You just heard a series of tracks, some 78s in this library. In various people's libraries, that is. We heard a greeting from Bob to Evelyn from a service provided by Pepsi Cola, sponsored The Voice of Your Man in Service, 1944. Been hearing tracks from Sparky's Magic Piano, another 78. Homer's Iliad, as read by Pearl Wilson. AMK, we've been hearing various items. It's like a multimedia album. AMK, Needle Hit the Groove. Has an LP with four flexi discs, quartered, cut in quarters, and actually two flexi discs cut into quarters and glued onto one side of an album, and the other is an interpretation of Locked Grooves, and also includes a flexi disc, which we've been hearing. AMK, and started after the spoken word Hive Mind beneath the triangle and crescent. Isaac Behesheves Singer reading his works, The Man Who Came Back and Gimple the Fool from Kaibon Records. This is Avakov. Stay tuned for a rebroadcast with Fats Terminal at 2 a.m. We can continue here with some Neil Hefti, Lenny D. Here in our Source for Sound.
Do broadcast from the KFJZ archives. The following program is a rebroadcast, and therefore time-sensitive information will be incorrect.
Broadcasting from Foothill College, this is 89.7 KFJC. And this is Fats Terminal here. Going to be digging this morning's grave, this summer night. And up next, we're going to hear Da Hermit off of Hip Hop for the Hill, Volume 3. And this track is called New World, here on your source for sound, 89.7 KFJC.